Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the semifinals in Miami. We've got Azarenka. We've got Rybakina. We've got Alexandrova. And we've got Danielle Collins. This is the preview. Let's go through it. And these are the matchups. We have Rybakina versus Azarenka on one side, and we have Alexandrova versus Collins on the other. Who will win these epic matchups? We will go through how they got there, and we'll start with the former three-time champion, Victoria Azarenka, as she defeated Yulia Putintseva. It was 7-6, 1-6, 6-3 to reach the semi-finals in Miami for a fifth time. That's right, 26th WTA 1000 semi-final, and first since Indian Wells 2021. Doing really great stuff, and like they're saying here as well, this is longevity. And I saw some tweets being put out about Azarenka just saying, this just goes to show the level of the women's game, that somebody of such a consistent performer like her can go for such a long time without even winning a tournament as well. So, and she's just up there. One of the great players. Obviously, since having a child, she's made a comeback back to the top of the sport again. And now she's really challenging in Masters events again. Great to see. And she's going to be having a tough test in her semi-final, because it is none other than Yelena Rybakina. That's right. I mean, she's got to be the odds-on favourite to win it now, you would think. Obviously, lots of other people have gone out, like the likes of Iga, like the likes of Pegula, like Sabalenka. Will Rybakina reign supreme? She got defeated in the final last year, and she really had a great match against Sakkari in this quarterfinal. It was a great way to serve out the match. Four unreturned serves, two aces. She hit 10 aces. Also leads the tour with most aces for the season. When her serve is on, it's the most effective shot in women's tennis. She makes it look easy. Couldn't agree more in that regard. Also, Yelena Rybakina, WTA 1000 events since Indian Wells last year. She's had 10 appearances and 7 semi-finals. So she is becoming quite the consistent player on the women's tour. And we're coming into clay court swing soon. We know she did well at Rome last year. And then the grass court. And that's where she really thrives too. On to the other semi-final. We've got Alexandrova. I mean, the great run continues. And she not only knocks out Iga, she now knocks out Pegula. And maybe some people were thinking, oh, Pegula, it's all opened up for her now that Iga's out. Well, Alexandrova in this type of form, can anybody stop her? I feel that Rybakina is probably the person that you would fancy the biggest chance of stopping Alexandrova. But she doesn't have an easy semi-final. Let's have a look at these stats for Alexandrova as well. She has at least one win over every current WTA top 10 player. These are her current head-to-heads versus the top 10. She's 2-3 against Iga, 3-3 against Sabalenka, 1-2 against Goff, 3-1 against Rybakina. I mean, that's the big one. Pegula, 1-1. Jabeur, 6-2. Wow, that's big. Kim Wingeng, 2-0. Vondrousova, she's down 1-4. Sakkari, she's down 1-6. And Ostapenko there, 5-5. So those barely split between those two. But she will be up against not a top 10 player. She'll be up against a very tough and the remaining American in the tournament. It is Danielle Collins. And she gets into the semi-final by defeating Garcia. I mean, Garcia looks great, but came up against Collins in this form, lost 6-3, 6-2, nice and comfortable. And Danielle Collins, despite talks of retirement, is looking like she's back to her best again. And when she was asked constantly in the presses about retirement, we got Vance just saying, after attending her detailed presser today, I got more clarity that this is indeed Collins' last year. The decision is personal and doesn't have any correlation with results. She also said, the day-to-day grind is tiring and very time-consuming. She's ready for the next phase. And boy, has she earned it. I feel that this would be a fantastic tournament for her to go on and potentially win in America. And, well, she'd look back on this as a great final year, should it happen. Let's have a quick look at the head-to-heads before we go into predictions. Azarenka Rybakina, 3-love in the head-to-head in favour of Rybakina. But we are sort of at the home of Azarenka. She's a three-time champion. Is that going to affect the way this match goes? I think it'll affect it in a, I think that she'll get a set, but I think Rybakina will win this one in three. And to the other semi-final, we have Alexandrova versus Collins. This is really tough. I mean, I'm not really sure. This one's a pick'em for me. The fact that Alexandrova's knocked out who she's knocked out, you can't ignore it. But there's just something about Danielle Collins right now that's making me side with the American. And probably Rybakina will be happy to hear this. I'm going to go for Danielle Collins to win in straight sets as well. I think she's going to do it. And I think she's going to just take the match with the crowd on her side, flying the American flag. And she goes through to the final to meet Rybakina. But those are my predictions. Tell me yours in the comments section below. Do you agree with me? Or do you have a completely different final? Anyway, hit that like button, subscribe, and join us for the semi-finals. The heat is on.
Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.